This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman and producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. Johnny B here. Good morning.
What's up, bud?
Not too much. Watching Family Matters and producing the show.
Family Matters.
It's on TBS. I can't change the channel
in
here.
I'm bouncing all over the place this morning. I'm watching news. I'm watching golf. I'm watching fishing.
At least you got a remote that works.
Yeah. Yep. Might want to put some fresh batteries in that one in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's put some bad juju on the remote lately.
Yeah, got some of that voodoo magic, man.
Let's hope not. Oh, yeah.
You know, on a more serious note, I just can't help but mention Mike McBrad. I know a lot of listeners, you probably run across him, cross paths with him over the years. Really great fisherman and really good guy. He'd do anything in the world for you. He lost his son, and my condolences go out to him and Tricia and all of them down there in Port Mansfield. And nobody ever wants to lose their son or bury their child. Mike, we love you, and prayers for all of you, and sorry for your loss. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. Just couldn't happen to a nicer guy, you know. But, you know, if you get a chance, you're friends with him on Facebook or something, send him a message, and it's just tragic, very tragic. All right. Well, let's get back to our phone lines now. Let's go down to Venice, Louisiana, and let's get hooked up with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing. Mike, good morning. What's up?
Not much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. It's all good.
At least I don't have no wind blowing right now, so that's a big plus. It did blow yesterday morning for a little bit, so made me change sides of the river real quick.
Boy, you do a lot of ping-ponging down there on these wind switches and everything. You're jumping that river, man.
I've been fishing the river all week. And guys wanted to pull a redfish yesterday, and they caught them pretty good on the east side the day before. And told them, I said, man, I don't know about going on that east side with that northeast wind blowing.
Yeah.
I stuck my nose out there and see what rolled up, and made a U-turn and went back west and stuck my nose out, and I didn't run a mile. And seen a few pelicans diving and eased over to them, and it was. I sat right there till 1:30.
Katie bar the door.
I mean, I told them about noontime. I said, look, would y'all please take a break here a minute? Let me have a breather for a minute because I'm tired of picking these things up.
Boy.
They was all big nasties. And I guarantee you, 99.9% of them we caught was all males and all over 40 inches.
Jeez.
But I don't know why them females wasn't with them. I guess they was tired of them after the big romance last month.
Yeah, after they've done their thing. Isn't that something how they separate? You know, male trout do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. and it was just, whew, it was unreal. I mean, and I had them by myself till one of my buddies was cruising down the bank over there and seen me out there, and he said, "What are you doing out there?" I said, "Oh, I'm catching bugs." He said, "Well, I ain't catching no keepers, so I'm gonna come see you." And he came out there, and so at least I had some company to talk to while we were doing all that. But
your little redfish and rodeo action.
Oh, it was stupid, I'll tell you that much. So, but no, I've been in the river all week, just catching everything. I mean, you never know when you throw what you're going to come up with. Mangrove snapper, or, so I even got a red snapper in the river. That's crazy.
But, unreal.
Yeah. But our sharks are, they come to see us. I've not seen this many sharks in a while, but we've definitely got all you want right now. So I even, naturally, you got gap tops in the middle of the Bull Red. One of them had a big old gap top on, one of them sharks ran up there and bit him off behind the head. I went, and my customer just asked me about 30 minutes prior, "Reckon them shark eat some gap top?" I said, "Well, I'm assuming." And so he got proof of it.
I've never seen that before in all my days, a shark eating a gap top. I've never seen it.
But I had one do it.
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Well, that was my first one. But they wasn't as bad where I was at yesterday as I was in the river the day before.
Boy, if a shark will bite a gaff top, he'll bite you for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, you didn't fall in the water where I was at the day before yesterday.
Lord have mercy.
I caught that mangrove, and he messed up my tail, so I was putting a new tail on, and I was sitting there on spot lock, and my trolling motor jumped up. I said, "What's the matter with that crazy thing?" And I finished putting a tail on and stood up, and that trolling motor jumped up again. And I said, "Man, what is going on with that trolling motor?" I walked up there and nosed that boat, and there was two bull sharks about 6 foot.
Eating it.
Now,
Trying to eat the trolling motor. Come on, man.
Yeah. I turned spot lock off, and they left it alone. But just as soon as I turned it back on here, they come back and go trying to eat it. I'm going, man, I wish I had a metal prop on there.
That's crazy.
I had to just go in. I finally just picked the trolling motor up, got on the big motor and left to keep them from tearing up my trolling motor. So,
boy, don't fall in that. Boy, you wasn't
That's
kidding.
What I told somebody on the radio, and they said, "I don't recommend falling in the water right now." I said, "No, I don't either." But no, our river's beautiful, green. It ain't even green. It's nearly blue. It's so pretty.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. So I ain't got the first trout yet, but that water temperature is
too hot. It cools down, you'll get them.
Yeah, hanging in the mid-70s. So hopefully this front coming this weekend, which I understand is going to blow a little bit.
Yeah. 20 to 30 here tomorrow out of the northeast.
Yeah.
And you'll get that the following. You'll get that Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm off tomorrow. So, but anyhow, here's what it is. At least I got that river to fish. So that's the only good thing about that. So I'm sure my customers for the weekend are listening. Don't worry, it's all good. Come on, we're gonna catch them. So, but offshore boats finally got back on the water. Tuesday, I guess. And they catch them pretty good. Shrimp boats
tuna
are back
fest.
Out there. Yeah. Shrimp boats are back out, but I don't know if they'll stay out on 30 mile an hour or so.
Now, they might want to come in on that one. That's what old Naylor was telling me. You know, once them shrimp boats get back out there, then that tuna bite will go nuts again.
Oh, it has. I mean, they whacked them pretty hard. Matter of fact, they was close enough yesterday, I could hear them on the radio. So, that's something else. And I also heard that heard the Coast Guard yesterday, there was a boat went through that no boat zone out there. You know, we got an area out there that's it's probably 5 miles square. And I don't know why, but you are not to be in it.
Why is that? I mean, a no boat zone? I've never heard of that.
You know, I've known it forever. You know, when I used to be offshore all the time, I avoided it. And but they was hard on them. Evidently, they didn't have no radio because they never answered them or anything. But I know they was going to find them.
So, well, how do you know where it's at? You just have to know.
It's marked. It is marked. Yes. So there's something in there. They do not want you in there, Mark.
So, maybe there's a Russian sub sunk there. Something.
Maybe. I really don't. Good day, to be honest with you. You know what? I'm gonna ask one of them old gurus this morning at the marina about that.
I've never heard of that.
Well, we definitely got it.
How big an area is it?
Oh, it's at least 5 miles square.
Really?
Yeah, it's big.
There's that UFO they've been looking for.
Or that fly.
Crash site.
Yeah. Might be that fly on Pinch's head. That's where he stays.
Yeah, that fly. That's funny.
Ever heard the craziest stuff in my life?
Oh, yeah.
Made a fly world famous.
Sign of the devil or whatever they were saying about it. Demon fly or whatever they call it. That was hilarious. You can't make this stuff up, brother.
No, you can't, brother. This is 2020. It's going down the books.
Hey, man, I'll be so glad when it's out of here. Just hang on. It's not over yet. We got a ways to go.
Oh, I know. You ain't telling me. So, it is funny. So, yeah, I had took the week before deer season opens off this year to be with the grandkids. As a matter of fact, I'll be there for youth weekend. And then I'm off all that week before it opens, so I can go vote and everything. So I'll be close to home to see what's going to happen.
I went and cast my ballot yesterday. I got that over with.
I wish I could. I wish I could have done that.
I was going to go on Tuesday, and it was, I mean, I couldn't believe the lines. I mean, it was just even out my way. I said, well, I'll give it a day, and maybe it'll settle down. And so I went yesterday morning and got it done. My patriotic duty.
There you go. Everybody better go vote. So.
That's it. Elections have consequences.
Yeah. Yeah, and to them cat squirrels, they better be ready for me.
Them cat squirrels,
better be ready.
Open a can on them.
I'm going to open a can of wolf butt on them.
Yeah, I heard that.
But no, everything's good, Mickey. Just having fun. I mean, this time of year you're fishing every day, and naturally you're going to get tired, especially after a day of bull reds. But I look forward to it. I smile every morning when I hit that river, you know. I'll just turn around and look back at my prop board. I know how pretty it is, but I leave it pretty early.
Yeah, you have to keep looking at it. Boy, it's pretty when it's like that, man.
Yeah, and I just smile all the way down the river. I'll get to that first
spot. Mighty Mississippi.
But, that, I mean, it's weird that you can't stop just anywhere on the river and find bait.
Yeah.
You would think, and I guess it's because it's still so warm that the mullet hadn't really jumped in there hard, but now the passes, they're full of mullet.
Yeah.
But the river itself, till you get to the very end, and when I'm talking about I've been fishing all the way to the end of Southwest Pass. And there's plenty of bait down there, bogies and everything. So.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I hit one of them little cracks day before yesterday. I had three flounder that weighed 16.8 pounds.
Man.
Yeah.
Got all doormats.
I couldn't get the customers to hit the crack. I said, you got to hit that crack right there, right dead in the middle of it. I was just like a little kid at Christmas. I was having fun with them.
Man, those are some big flatfish. That's good stuff right there.
Big
flatfish. Yeah, wait till that kicks in. We get this water temperature drop and get on down, and all the flounder enthusiasts, they're going to be licking their chops. They're going to love it.
Yep, absolutely. So,
all right, Jeff Coat. Well, hey, it's good talking to you, and glad you're wearing yourself down on them old bulls, man. If somebody wants to come over, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right. Mike, have a good day. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, see you.
Later on.
All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 520 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Check in with old little rat plug, Captain James Plog.
Rhinestone rat.
That'll work, man. He'll answer to anything. James, what are you doing, man?
Big Daddy, what's up, man?
Big rat. Big rat, little rat, we got rats.
Man, we got rats. We got a rat problem. Staring at this south wind right now, brother.
Yeah, it's right down your throat this morning.
Yeah, I
can't even catch them when it's perfect.
Mickey, let me tell you something, dude. I called you yesterday morning. I thought you might be going.
No, I slept in. I got up and saw I missed your call on the phone. I called you. I went and voted, and then I ran down to TPNW and got my guide license and did all that. And
oh, did you come down here?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and I had to stop by Golf Galaxy on the way back.
Oh, man. I saw your stuff. Well, everything I owned broke. So as soon as I got in, I was at my mechanic shop picking up a boat. And, man, I saw your clubs, dude. Hopefully we get some bad weather next week. Get ready.
Yeah, bring it.
Well, I think Rigamani and I are playing Friday. Supposed to fish with David Carroll Friday, but we ain't going. That front's coming. So
no, tomorrow northeast 20 to 30, man. Go play golf.
Hey, but I was going to tell you, man, I knew when you didn't answer about the second ring, I said, man, he ain't going. He's sleeping. But, Mickey, we're catching them, but gosh, dog, dude, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Hey, if you don't have a crew that wants to work and grind, you're not going to get them.
This time of year, you know, I'm kind of spoiled. You know, hey, man, about 12:31, we got them, had them, just been looking around. Dude, I am fishing 3:30, and I'm scratching. We didn't get through yesterday. I just had two guys. We caught nine.
Hey, Monday, you know, I had one keeper in a box at noon. I'm scratching, but, you know, we're catching little popcorns and stuff like that, but, I mean, we just couldn't get nothing lit off, man, just junk, trinket trash.
You know why? You know, I figured it out, man. You know why there's nothing to light off? There ain't nothing to light off.
No, there's nothing to light off, you know, and Red saved my bacon. I think I had seven or eight keeper trout, and then, man, we piled on the big toad reds, good
man,
tournament reds.
We had the exact same thing. I didn't have as many reds. I think we had nine trout. And four reds.
And I mean, that's all day. And the guys I had, I mean, you know, I was worried about it because I had the nicest people. And he said, yeah, my two boys, they hadn't fished much. Hey, they had bait casters. They never backlashed. They casted good. They fished good. I said, man, boy, I'd hate to see them when they really get good. But
well, it's a shame.
We granted it out, man.
Well, that's all you could, you know. Hey, I just enjoyed the day, and I enjoyed, you know. But, man, yesterday, I'm frustrated. I fought the northeast wind. I done run some miles, brother. I've been some places. And I went on a mission. I'm going to go look. And I covered about 40 miles, and you don't need to go back. You know, I mean, I'm not going to go back and check it.
We still do it, though. I invariably burn excessive gasoline for no reason, but you got to go look. It's in the back of your head. We've been doing it too long, and we know where fish are supposed to be, and they're just not there, man.
Exactly. You think, man, I remember, and it's always, I know what should be here. And then you're so disappointed, like, man, what am I doing? And then it's one, it's two. You know, I'm listening to Bill about all the old 14-inch trout. If we want to keep 14-inch trout, you catch 30 every day.
Well, yeah, that's what I was telling him. If they drop our limit, I could probably get my limit for sure every day, you know, if we had 14-inch limits.
But, man, Mickey, about 2:30, and it's a pencil fest. But I did stop. I mean, it wasn't even that good on pencils. I stopped on a hard spot, and we caught two decent fish. And then junk, little old sand trout, and gaffies, dude. I'm so over summertime. I'm over it. So we done caught four or five of them. I had a little one, and I used this tool gun. I had to flip them off. flipped him off right. That little thing with the flop, and he went right in my thumb. And now
I get
rid of him, and now I ain't happy. I've been pretty good all day. You just bite your lip, do the best you can. For about a minute, I lost it. I'm like, man, I think I cussed the summer, the gaffy, everything under the sun.
And give him a call, folks. Nightmare Gad Service. Nothing like it.
dude, man, and I'm like, come on. And, hey, most days, well, I didn't yesterday. And we're catching limits of whatever we catch, 4-15, whatever. But gosh, dog, dude, it's tough, bro. You know, you've been going. And I'm glad you've been going, but it's, now you see what we're doing.
I know.
The water temperature is like 80, and I just looked at last October. On the 9th, it was 78-80 on the 9th of October. And then we had a front. And it dropped down pretty substantial because the next time I wrote water down, it was like, I want to say 68. So we'll see what this front changes.
Yeah, when I came in the other day, it was 82.7 when I came in the other day.
Yeah, it was
Monday.
It was 80 yesterday.
Yeah. Well, in the mornings, it starts out, it's 79.5 to 80 degrees first thing in the mornings.
And the problem we got, the saltine pattern we had wasn't good anyway. So now it's the same. The fish really don't know what to do. And I'm sure there's somebody listening who's just smoking them every day. But I guarantee you, the general population right now, you're having a tough time catching them. Wade might be better, Mickey, but I went drifting on some shores just jacking around. That if there'd been something there, I catch 3 or 4 on a boat drifting in there. It was like, okay, I can come back here and go Wade to catch, 15 or 20 fish. I didn't have a bite. Yeah, I picked a bunch of stuff yesterday. The water's trash, dude. It's not salt. It's not fresh. It's just ugly, dead, trash.
Well, it's warm.
Water. I can't explain it.
And any kind of wind at all will stir it up. Look at, that's the problem they fight in East Matagorda Bay this time of year. When the water's warm, any kind of wind, especially northeast, it just rolls it up.
All of East Bay, Mickey, if you'd have ran to that corner yesterday, you'd have shot yourself in the head. It's just trash.
Yeah. Warm water, man.
It ain't fresh.
We're salty.
And there ain't no fish. It's dirty, and there ain't no fish.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, as far as patterns, what have you been doing? I mean, you've been fishing over shell. How deep?
Everything's shell, Mickey.
Shell, that's the way mine is right now. Shell's the key.
Near
deep water. You got to be close to deep water.
Everything's close to deep water. And now, some of the stuff I did yesterday was just straight up old summertime, 6-7 foot. And just about everything else is, stuff that's, hit deep. And you look right over there and it's 14 foot deep or it's 10 foot deep.
Right.
But they're not deep. They're right there, but there's no schools.
They're on the break. They're scattered along these breaks from deep to shallow.
Yeah, I mean, just like you and I, we're fishing a million miles apart and the pattern's the same. In the morning when the tide was high, they would be right on top of it. And you get your little bite. You get 3 or 4, and it's like, you caught all 3 or 4 of them. There ain't but like 10, and you scared the rest of them off.
Yeah.
And then you can come back 30 minutes later or an hour later, and you'll catch one more. I mean, I ain't got no school. I don't have a school.
What do you call it, James? Root canal fishing?
Oh, man, this is like a root with an implant. This is a double.
Oh, boy.
You get the root, then they put that screw in the top of your head. But I'm not crying about it. And we're catching the fish. It's fall. I mean, in my mind, it should be good fishing. So I guess it kind of screws in my mind. And we're catching them. It ain't like it's horrible, but it's showing good.
No. We'll get there.
What did he catch? They still catching them
back? He's going through it. They definitely have a lot more fish than we do, but the struggle's real there too. It's all timing. Same thing with us. If you're not on them when they bite, you're going to miss them.
Yeah. Hey, check this out, dude. I was fooling with these little old pile of fish I got. It's right on the corner, and it was morning time. And the day before, I caught them pretty quick. It was actually okay, pencils, but they was actually okay. So I rolled right back in there, and nothing. We catch 2 or 3. And I ain't catching nothing nowhere, and I come back. Now, Rick reminded me when it was Monday. And right where they were, I watched them go off. It went from nothing I saw a couple little shrimp, and I seen some shad. Lewis, man, that's got to be them right there. And we trolled in there, and it's on. And it lasted about 20 minutes. And as soon as they quit, it turned to straight 13-inch trout and little bitty sand trout. You couldn't catch anything else good. So, but man, what I'm excited about them clubs you got, I'm excited about going.
Well, me too. I hit a few balls yesterday, so I'm going to start hitting a little bit.
How'd you hit them?
It wasn't bad. I only sculled a couple, but, you know, I just got to get used to addressing the ball and getting my distance right. You know, some I'd toe a little bit and some I would heel a little bit. And my stance and posture and all that is probably not the best. But, you know, boy, they've come a long way with clubs. I mean, you don't even feel that stuff on your hands anymore. You know, when you kind of miss hit one, it doesn't even sting.
You're right. I was playing with my neighbor, and he's really good. You're going to smoke me just coming out of the lake for him. That won't be hard. So Gary, my neighbor, he went and got fitted and got a new set of pings, and they finally came in, so we're playing. And he hit that driver about 320, and he turned around, looked at me, said, yep, one thing about golf, you can buy you some game. I just started laughing. Said, you buy that game, man.
Yeah, you better have a pocket full of money.
Oh, man, I got my order and my club just sitting on my desk. I'm waiting for that 100, buddy.
Hey, man. Well, you'll bust it with me. We'll go do it. Well, look, man, if somebody wants to come down and harass some fish and have a good time and listen to all the good bull, how do they get a hold of you, man?
We got plenty of that, brother. I'm tuned up on it, too, now. I got it. I'm on a roll. 409-771-7306.
All right, Plog. Hey, we'll talk to you. Take care. Have a good day. See you, man. Thanks. All right, that's Captain James Plog down in G-Town. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 539 in the Bayou City. Let's run down G-Town way. Let's get hooked up with old Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
Good morning.
How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's all good in the hood, brother.
All good in the hood, baby. We're prepping for this little bit of a cold front to run through.
A much welcomed cold front. I know we'll probably miss a little bit of fishing for a day or two, but we need a turnaround here. We need some fall.
Yes. Yes, 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 and yes. The first time I'm welcoming, you know, strong winds in a while. I'm like, bring them on, man. Let's get this place cooled out. Oh, man. Well, how you been, my friend?
I can't complain. It's all good. I'm still here.
That's good. Still here.
Still breathing. Still above ground, man.
That's it. Well, it's been, I have been on the water the last 2 days, feeling much better and out and about, running around, acting like I know what I'm doing. Man, it's been a hellacious 2 days of fishing pre-front, you know. I mean, we've been catching a bunch of redfish, you know, in a real odd way. We're still catching a bunch of slots and bulls using whole menhaden, whole shad, the freshest shad you can get, you know, fresh cast netted up shad. And we're fishing these 1.5 ounce to 2 ounce weights. And just basically, you know, getting about 20 foot off the rocks right now. I feel like that salinity's holding a little bit better, just a little bit deeper on the jetty line. So, man, we've been fishing deep and taking these shad and kind of just cracking the tails, hooking them through the eyeball and out through the top of the head with a little circle or a kale hook and sending them down and holding on, man. And those redfish are going nuts right now.
That's good.
It is good.
That is good.
Let's see what else. The last 2 days we ended up back in the ship channel and looking for flounder. And I tell you what, I've been on a nice little pre-front flounder bite.
Good.
Which is nice to see. Which is very nice to see. So yesterday we hit a whole bunch of little spots, you know, and shorelines in the channel, and we were throwing a 1/4 ounce jig head, and I had each person was throwing a Berkeley 4-inch, you know, that mud minnow I preach on. And But I had them all on different colors, and, you know, we whacked a couple nice keepers on the electric chicken. It's that real green and red,
uh-huh.
real vibrant. And whacked a couple keepers on the complete pearl white, you know, looks like a almost like a mullet down there flopping around. But man, it's been, you know what, I can't complain. We're gonna fish hard today and enjoy this nice weather. I know that wind's picking up a little bit, like it's trying to blow in a little early, but
yeah, I don't think we're gonna get that northerly switch till during the night. I think mm-hmm. the thunderstorm chances go up, and you know, may have some showers
oh, yeah.
early in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was supposed to go offshore. I don't think that's
uh-oh. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You notice we get like 5 days of, you know, glass weather, and the one offshore day we have, you know, like 25, 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that wind's gone a little more due south now. It was kind of south-southwest earlier this morning,
yeah.
but now it's due south.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing much of that. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to hit the water one more time before this front blows in, and I think that this is going to be exactly what we need for those flounder to really, really get going. But super promising, popping off a couple, you know, just right here in this warm weather. So, bunch of dinks, bunch of small fish in the channel. We must have caught 15 flounder yesterday and only had three really solid keepers. But, man, it was fun catching them all, you know.
Yeah, those doormat-sized flounder are still up my way, so we got a ways to go before everything falls down that way. You know, the males
mm-hmm.
are always first. But
mm-hmm.
we had three or four on, I mean, good ones. And got
really?
Them right up to the boat, yeah, and invariably they just open their mouth and let go of the tail. They're holding on right behind the hook. But,
wow.
You know, I was sitting on that standing high tide all morning, Monday morning, and nothing was going on. The bite was real light, and even a redfish bite was, you didn't even get that good thump. They just picked it up. And
it's a lethargic hit.
Yeah, and once the tide started going out in the middle of the day, that afternoon, everything lit off. And the redfish, you know, cooperated. You'd get a good thump. I mean, anybody could feel that bite. But
yeah, yeah. It's, with that little bit of weather and, you know, I mean, everything comes together and plays out differently. You know, even the redfish hit down here because there's not a lot of salinity in the water. You know, we're trying to find it. But there, it's just a peck, 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 you know, real lethargic, and then a slow, you know, slow pull. It's not
yeah.
like that regular redfish, you know, man, boom, there he is, you know.
Yeah, that just, big thump, and they take off with it, yeah.
That's it. I'm having to explain to the customers, like, look, man, if you've ever caught a hardhead, that's exactly what this bite's about to feel like. And then it's going to get a little bit heavy, you know. When you feel that heaviness, go ahead and follow through and whack it. But it's amazing. It's amazing those fish, they hit differently with the different waters, you know, different water salinities and how they're feeling. And it's almost like us, you know, we might not be super hungry and devour a meal, but you know what? I mean, I'm going to eat my mom's, you know, homemade cooking, whether I just left dinner at a restaurant or not. You know, I might not be tearing
sure.
it up. But I'm going to nibble on it.
Well, you talking about salinity down there. What do you got, a little bit of fresh water just kind of laying there trying to work its way out? Because, you know, we're good and
yeah.
salty up my way. It's, you know, with these storms we've had, it's pumped a
mm-hmm.
lot of good salt water, you know, with these big tides up my way. And I guess a lot of that's trying to work its way out the way
yeah,
it sounds.
Yeah, it's yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, you can actually see you know, you could even taste it. I mean, fish,
right.
you know, my customers think I'm crazy, but we'll be pulling up to a spot, you know, and I'll dip my hand in the water and taste the, you know, taste it. And recently, man, I mean, pulling up around the jetty system, it's just been, there's a lot of fresh, it's probably 2 or 3 foot of fresh water out there.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, yeah. And I think yeah. a lot of that could be because of the surges and the storms that we've had, you know, just bringing a bunch of
right.
water in here. And, but we will see what happens when this big old front blows in and starts taking water out. I think it's going to do. I think it's just in time. I really do.
Right.
I think it's going to do us some good. So,
well, good deal.
We'll see.
Well, Sharky,
we'll see.
I got to run, and if somebody wants to call you and get info, put them out some info.
Absolutely. They can check out our website at OutcastFishing with no G, charters.com. And, man, hop on there, check out our different trip packages and pricing. We'd love to get you guys out on the water and catch some big old fish. And then definitely check out our apparel as well. It's Monsta, M-O-N-S-T-A, apparel, APPAREL.com. And use the code AM610 to get yourself a sweet little discount on a new Lucky Fishing shirt.
Very good.
That's what you need.
All right, Sharky. Have a good day, man. Good talking to you. All right.
I will, man. We'll talk to you Saturday.
Hopefully
with some flounder updates.
All right, brother. Later, man. All right, that's Sharky Marquez. All right, we got a little time left before the top of the hour. Let's go to Kirk Stanzel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, see how our friends are doing over there. Kirk, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mickey. Well, we're doing all right, man. We made it through. We got people going fishing this morning for the first
that's
time.
That's a good deal.
The last time.
I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I was hoping y'all made it through that last storm okay. I mean, you didn't get any flood water or anything?
We got, we flooded with rainwater. We didn't flood with storm surge.
Yeah.
We had like 17 inches of rain in just a little while.
Good Lord.
And Brett went out fishing yesterday. Had one of the insurance guys here, and he wanted to go fishing. So Brett jumped in the boat. About an hour and a half later, he's back to dock with a limit of trout. So
awesome.
He said he and a group of birds caught their limit out of one group of birds.
That's good stuff. Heck
yeah. But we got guys going out this morning for the first time. You know, we had a practice run last week. So, hopefully we're in it for good this time.
Hopefully y'all can throw your anchor out and get on with business now, man. Hopefully more storms for the year.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm tired of carrying office desk and all kind of stuff up to the rooms upstairs. Storm fatigue has definitely set in.
I bet it has. You guys have had it tough over there. It's just unbelievable.
It has been, but it could have been a whole lot worse. Both those storms, we got them, but we got the good side of them. So we fared, and our duck marshes are in great shape too. I just can't believe, the duck food's still there.
Good.
So I'm ready for that. That's for sure. Cool weather. We're going to have some issues with some runoff probably for the next few weeks. It's the fall, and it's not as bad as, a spring or summertime when you get that runoff.
Right. Well, it'll stack those fish up for you, too, concentrate better.
Yeah, and it will. Yeah, it'll concentrate, especially around the drains, when you get some water leak coming out of the marsh, fish will stack up.
Well, that's good.
It looked good. We're ready to get back at it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I didn't want to bother you right after that storm, I figured we'd keep an ear to the ground, and I said we'll call him next week and see if we can get in, see how they fared. So I'm glad y'all came out all right, buddy.
Yeah, we did okay. Better than we deserve. I'll just say that, Mickey. Gosh, there's so many people that got tore up. Golly.
I know. Isn't that pitiful?
It really is. We were fortunate. So. Well, we did get damaged, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
All right. Cool. So when does your duck season open? What's the November date on that?
November 14th.
14th. Yeah, y'all are week behind us.
Right. I wish they opened it that first week, but I don't know. These guys over here, for some reason, think the ducks come late, and, we always shoot more ducks early in the season.
Right.
So.
Well, cool deal. I'm glad I got a hold of you, and I got to go. It's about time to put a wrapper on this puppy. Get ready for tomorrow. But if somebody wants to come over and hook up and fish and hunt with you guys this winter, how do they get a hold of you?
Mickey, we have toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391. Hackberry Rod and Gun, spell out and.com.
All right, Kirk. Well, hey, I'm glad I got a hold of you. Glad y'all did okay, and look forward to talking to you in the future. Hang in there, buddy.
All right, Nicky. All right, buddy.
Thank you, Kirk.
We will. You take care. All right, you will.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Later. All right, that's Captain Kirk Stanzel over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back bright and early in the morning at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.